At one point, this museum might have begun to look a bit like your grandmother's attic, full of just about anything and everything from yesteryear. Today, it's a wealth of interesting exhibits drawing people from across the country. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. AgriLiquid, same great company, it's just easier to say their name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Annette Sain is the director of the Ralph Foster Museum on the campus of the College of the Ozarks. It's an amazing museum with a very humble beginning in the 1920s.
It actually started in the basement of a boys' dormitory. It was Abernathy Hall. And the president at the time, Dr. Good, for whatever reason, got the idea to start this little museum collection in the basement of the dorm.
The museum collection began to grow rapidly and encompassed just about everything, it seemed.
We ended up with a butterfly collection, a very expansive bird collection, really well done, too. Animals from North America, Africa, just different places. You know, it's like, where are you going to find a polar bear in the Ozarks anywhere but here?
That's just the wildlife. There's much more, and it's pretty amazing. But soon, the college was running out of storage space, and the museum had to focus its collection on the people and places of the Ozarks. But the polar bear and his friends did get to stay.
And the firearms collection on second floor, that usually steals the men's attention, and the women have to, you know, have them paged because it's time to go. So that's a huge draw. We have a huge variety of firearms.
Plus, Annette is proud of one very famous painting that is housed here.
One of the jewels in our crown is the Thomas Hart Benton painting that we have. It's called Departure of the Jodes, and it depicts the Jode family and the Oklahoma Dust Bowl. It was commissioned by 20th Century Fox, I believe, for the movie poster for Grapes of Wrath.
The museum's three floors hold numerous pieces, but one just inside the entrance may be the biggest draw of all, and chances are you've seen it. That's next time as we travel the countryside at the College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.